We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Anyway, you know, obviously we like to support, you know, if you listen to the show enough, between Ray, myself, and Mark, we're big fans of the Hartford Yargos. Matt, obviously, too, lets us know when the hat giveaway is. The visor is phenomenal, by the way. And so we talk with Tim Restall a lot, and you know, the story of Chris D'Onofrio from Southington, grew up in Southington, and he's coming back as manager. And so we thought we'd just, you know, it's the off season. You know, the hot stove when it comes to minor league baseball might not be so hot. So we thought we'd talk to Chris. Chris, first of all, it's nice to meet you. Congratulations on coming back for another season.
I'm pumped. And like you, I'm a little bit bummed about the snow total. It get me all excited for you know, 6 to 12 inches, and then we get this 1 to 3-inch buck.
I know. Forget about it. Do you have kids?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
How old are they?
7 and 2, so, you know, we like the snow days.
Yeah, the 7-year-old go nuts for sledding. That's perfect age for it. Although he probably doesn't, or he or she doesn't carry the sled back up the hill, I'm sure. You get stuck with that assignment. And also, by the way, my Saturday, you know, I don't know if you know this about me, Chris, which you need to do your research, but I'm the assistant JV hockey coach at Loomis Chaffee, and we're playing Choate on Saturday. And
we were going down.
No, I don't think so. But I think the game's in jeopardy now. I hope we play it. But
man.
Yeah, I got a bunch of yard goat stuff. But I actually got fascinated to look back at your career. You know, I didn't play baseball in college, but I came from, you know, I went to Amherst College, which is a very good Division III baseball school, which has produced people more on the management side, whether it's Charrington or Dan Duquette or what's his name? It was the GM of the Pirates. They've had a couple GMs. But not a lot of players in the bigs, and Dave Jouse is, you know, a bench coach and a base coach. How does one go from Division III baseball to the bigs? I mean, how did you do it?
I think there was a lot of luck involved. You know, I was an okay player growing up, but I was never this superstar on a team. I was always really little. But once I started growing late, and I kind of just really kept at it. I never really took no for an answer. And I was kind of in one of those guys that was in the right spot at the right time. I got seen a little bit in college, but not much. And then I played in the NECBL, and I think I got seen a little bit more there. But it could have gone either way on draft day for me. I could have been one of those guys that had a chance and never got a call, and I was lucky enough to get one.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, scouts, you know, it's like a recruited athlete. The guys that get recruited get the opportunities. The guys that don't have to, you know, basically, you know, scratch and claw for it. So it's just really, first of all, just impressive having seen, you know, how hard it is to make it in general, to make it from that position. In terms of managing, I mean, how's it been? You come on board, you get a season canceled. You get last season was a tough one on the field. But, I mean, you know, what's the experience been like for you, not only dealing with the managerial job, but also COVID?
Well, I'm getting a crash course in chaos right now, if you will. Getting my master's in chaos. It's been weird, you know. It's 3 years. This will be my second year actually on the field. You know, if anything else, I learned that these players right now, they're going through something that unfortunately for them, it's a tough gig. Baseball's a sport where it rewards you for being young, and to have to have one of your youngest years erased, I really feel for these guys and the amount of empathy I have for them. I think it's going to serve me well in my coaching career because, you know, these guys are special kids, and to have to go through that, just like everybody else, you know, everybody's dealing with this in their own way, but in our industry that rewards young players, it's a tough deal.
Yeah, you know, it's a great point. And also, you know, we've talked a lot on the show. I mean, you know, and there's the labor negotiations going on with the big league clubs, and you know, the minor leagues are finally helping with housing, but like the disparity between life in the minors and life in the majors is huge. I mean, it's so difficult for these players, unless they're independently wealthy, to even get by, let alone train to be try to get to the next level.
Yeah, fortunately for the current generation, I think Major League Baseball's doing the right thing. When I was coming up and guys before me and up until a couple years ago, the salaries really didn't change. I could ask a guy what you make in A-ball, and I'd be like, wow, I made that 20 years ago, 15 years ago. So I credit to Major League Baseball for stepping up and doing the right thing. We just kind of used to joke about it, you know, because we had no really other recourse. It was just kind of a take it or leave it situation, and it's a tough road.
Yeah.
But like I like to at least put a positive spin on it. Like when you tell your stories when you get older, usually the good ones are about the struggles. They're not about the 4-for-4 games. They're about living in a 2-bedroom apartment with 7 other guys and playing video games and eating fast food,
eating pizza. Like, yeah, it's nice to be able to tell both stories, actually, if you can.
Fair enough.
Chris Sinorfia, manager of the Hartford Yogurts, joining us. We only have a couple minutes. I wish we had more time. You got to come back. I want to ask you a couple quick questions about, you know, and I've asked this before of Tim, but like, how do you balance? You want to win. You're competitive, and you're losing a lot of games. And how do you keep the players focused? Because you have this balance, this sort of two-pronged mission to develop the talent, but also to win baseball games, and it's tough when you're not winning.
I agree. It's a fine line because on the one hand, we are developing individuals, but part of being a good baseball player is also developing a winning identity and being part of a winning culture. So it's a very fine line that we have to skate that where, yeah, there are days where it could be just about one guy putting on a good at bat, and then there are other days where we know we got to get a win here, and we're doing everything we can. So, to answer your question, there is no good answer for that. Minor league baseball its function is to produce major league baseball players. But like I said, being a winning baseball player has got to be a part of that formula. If you learn it when you're young, then you'll take it with you to the big leagues.
Hey, real quick, you know. The franchise won AA, you know, franchise of the year. We know the attendance has been good. Since you go to all these other stadiums, how does it compare playing in Hartford to these other places?
You can't compare it. It's so much better than everywhere else. We're so lucky to have that place. It blows every other place out of the water.
Does it really? I know you're a company man. It really is that different.
It's that good, I'm telling you. And it's not – like you can go there and you can look and you can see and the field's gorgeous and it has, you know, the big wall in right field and you feel like you're in a stadium. You don't feel like you're in, you know, a minor league baseball field. Huh. And then the stuff that you guys don't get to see, the stuff underneath, the clubhouse and the food room and the weight room, and I mean, it's a big league setup. It really is. It wouldn't take much to make that a very, very, very nice big league stadium.
Listen, it's great to make your acquaintance. Hopefully we'll have you come back because, you know, just like the players, you know, the managers probably move up the food chain too. So we don't know how much longer you'll be with us, but we appreciate the time. And before things crank up, maybe you'll come back on.
That'll be my pleasure.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Chris Sinorfia, manager of the Hartford Yard Goats, joining us here on Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080. I mean, you can get behind that guy.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.